Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. As you all know, I am a huge fan of the spoken word and great performances. It seems that Charlotte is emerging as a city wholly open to great stage plays. Well, another stage performance is making its debut in Charlotte, The Devil Thought He Had Me, a stage play written and produced by today's guest. Joining me this morning is Pechanda Dubose, or as I should say, Peaches Dubose, founder of Mayan Productions. Named after her two children, Maya and Man, Pechanda Dubose's Mayan production helps spread messages of positivity, encouragement, with a distinct brand of edutainment. The production company deals with a host of difficult issues such as domestic abuse, drug awareness, negative peer pressure, and the Christian faith. Mayan Productions showcases both local and nationally renowned performers to bring its messages to the stage. Also joining us this morning are two members of her cast, Christopher Torrey and Rick Myers. Thank you everyone for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I'm excited about this play because, first of all, it is a provocative name. Mm-hmm. The Devil Thought He Had Me.
He thought he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Well, The Devil Thought He Had Me is based on factual, real events, based on my real life story. Back during a time when I was caught up in the life of the street game, survivor of domestic violence and everything that comes along with street life. It's very real. It's very intense. It's somewhat gritty, but it's something that the masses need to see and experience.
Yeah. Christopher, I'm interested in knowing your character. Tell me about your character.
Well, I'm playing as the character. His name is B, and basically I'm a friend to Peaches that she grew up with, and basically I just wanted to straighten up, trying to convince her that that's not the way of life, that's not the way that she's supposed to be living, basically.
And Rick, tell me about your character.
Well, my name is Kale in the show, The Devil Thought He Had Me. I'm actually one of the guys that hang out in a liquor house.
Now, you don't hang out in a real liquor house in real life, right?
No, sir. I'm actually 18, so it's all good. I don't even drink. So.
Well, you guys are young, so why are you involved in drama and in stage plays?
Well, I'm involved in them because it's basically the center of my life. That is my purpose in life, to entertain and perform, and that's my number one goal is to be a performer. I do it because God gave me the gift to do it, and secondly, I do it because it puts a heart in me and it makes people smile, and I like the feedback I get from the people. I may not have what I have in life now, but with God leading my life, what else more can I do?
Now, is it were you trained in drama? Is something that you've taken in school?
Yes, sir. I actually graduated high school.
And please don't call me sir. You make me feel old, man.
I'm just trying to be respectful. You know, I just bought on respect.
Well, you see the gray hair, and I think that's probably.
It's not that. It was just respect. I graduated from high school. I'm 18. I'm about to turn 19 in July. But on top of that, I mean, I'm a part of the North Carolina Black Rep Teen Theater Ensemble. And I've performed in the 2011 National Black Theater Festival.
Okay.
And Miss Mabel Robertson is actually my director, artistic director from the Black Rep. She's a veteran in the theater industry. But it's been a pleasure and a blessing to be on this earth to know my fulfilled destiny, which is entertaining.
Absolutely, that's a wonderful thing. And Peaches, most great performances, whether on stage or on film, it really is the genesis of that is really reflected in what you do on the stage. So you've indicated that you have some life experience. Go deeper into some of the experiences and how it's reflected on the stage.
Okay, as I touched on briefly before, I survived domestic violence, meaning, there's so many women and men who don't survive the nightmare of domestic violence. When I say domestic violence, I mean physically the hits, the blows, the emotional abuse, the depression that's attached with it, the self-esteem issues that come along with it. Instead of me taking myself out like the enemy tried to convince me to do, the Lord had a different plan, and I survived it, and I'm alive to tell my story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, you know, that's only one dimension of it, but I also, you know, survived the streets, the drug game, stints with prostitution, everything that comes along with street life. The Lord saw fit that I made it out.
Well, what I think is a real blessing, actually a tremendous blessing, is that these two young men, Chris and Rick, are exposed to something different than the streets. And Chris, if you will, tell me how this is helpful in your life, being involved in stage plays and all of those kinds of things.
Well, like, it's really helpful because, just like Peaches, like, I've dealt with a lot of things as far as my parents go, and just growing up like in terrible situations, just like, I mean, stuff that you overcome. So basically that's what fueled me, like, as far as entertainment. Basically, I'm a singer. Mm-hmm. I act, everything. I guess that's just where I get my artistry from.
And you bring that to the stage.
Mm-hmm, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do.
Now, the center, according to the Center of Centers for Disease Control, 1 in 4 women has experienced domestic violence in their lifetime. Talk about how these issues are impacting families and, more importantly, women. Peaches.
Like I stated just a few minutes ago, it's self-esteem. When somebody you love is physically beating you, mm-hmm. telling you you're nothing, telling you you're nothing without them, and your children experiencing that and being in that environment, it has an emotional impact that doesn't end once that relationship is over. That's things that children and the woman still has to, through time, with the Lord's help, basically recover from. So yeah. It's a long-term effect. Even after the even once you get out, it still has a lifelong effect once it's over.
One of the interesting things, and I hear folks talk about this, particularly in the church, is that we have to pray. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that this goes way beyond, well beyond praying.
You have to do more than pray. You have to take action. What I would recommend any woman or man, because it's not only women who are abused, there's men who experience it too, the physical and the emotional. I would say plan a route of escape. Use godly wisdom, of course, but mm-hmm. plan a route of escape, meaning, you know, strategize on how to get out of it. Just like you plan a trip, okay, this day I'm going to do this, and I'm going to call the booking agency, and the next day I'm a plan on how I'm going to get to my vacation. The same thing with getting out of a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. Take your steps and gradually work it out. That's what I did.
Chris and Rick, in terms of you guys, your future relationships, how does this play, and even hearing Peaches' story, how does this make you guys be better men?
Mm-hmm. At least I know not to never put my hands on a woman. Mm-hmm. Never. No matter what. Like, it's just, I just feel like it's sad that somebody like has to go through that. I mean, just, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And Rick, your thoughts about that?
Well, to be honest, as long as we live on this earth, should no man have his nerve to put his hands on a woman.
Now, see, you look tough over there. I mean,
I'm over there.
You look like you about action.
Now, just mm-hmm. yeah. About to. It should be no reason why a man should put his hands on a woman for no reason.
And one of the things that, one of the reasons I should say why I am excited about it is because, you know, and I've been doing a lot of plays on this show, mm-hmm. and I'm always fascinated by how men respond to domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to be reflected in this play, it's not on the issue of, you know, what happens in the street, but with domestic violence, mm-hmm. there needs to be a stronger, more profound response from men, mm-hmm. Who are not abusers, but who see the abuse happens. Any thought about that?
Because it's most men that are out there that know that their friends are hitting women, yeah. or they know that their father's been hitting on women.
Yeah.
That's why you see out there nowadays, the teenagers nowadays acting out and calling women out their name and women out their comfort zone, and they're going along with it because they might have seen their parents go through it, or the boy that she's with may have done it, or his father may have done it also.
Right.
So being taught that, like I said, I've been raised in a godly home, and both of my parents are still together. Thank God they're still together. There have been times, we all go through our times and our difficulties, but with God leading us, what more can we do?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what more can I say on the topic?
Now, Peaches, as you are aware, the House of Representatives last week passed their version of the Violence Against Women's Act, and most folks are roundly criticizing the House of Reps because it's excluding lesbians, gays, transgender Americans, right. Native Americans, and illegal immigrants. Any thoughts about the measure that was passed by Congress?
Well, this is just my personal opinion. I strongly disagree with it because of your personal preference of what you think somebody's living situation should be, and excluding pertinent information that affects a whole different mass of people. I feel like it's controlling.
Right.
I feel like it's not of God, because even God says, choose ye this day who you will serve. It's up to us whether or not we want to follow his will and his commandments.
Amen.
He doesn't even force himself on us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my issue is, how could you sit behind your table or your podium, and because of your own personal prejudice and hypocrisy, because most of the people who passed the law live those lives themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exclude a whole nation of people, and I just feel like it's wrong. Again, that's P. Chanda DuBose's opinion.
Amen. It's actually a good opinion. An opinion that I absolutely share. Amen. Last week I had a chance to interview Gourmet Frazier Darlington. She is the author of a book called Journey to Spiritual Restoration. And like you, she shares a very harrowing account of abuse. Why do women suffer in silence?
Oh, okay. I like this question because a lot of us won't say why we suffer, why we have suffered in silence. Number one is fear. Mm-hmm. When domestic violence happens, whether be it physical or emotional, it's out of fear. Some women stay because of the finances, the security. What will I do without him or her? And plus, they're ashamed.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants to admit that the person you love is hitting you or saying these awful things to you. So, you know, a lot of times it's those three things: fear, money, you know, security, and, you know, just being ashamed of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many cast members are in the play The Devil Thought He Had Me?
Eight.
Eight.
It's a number of new beginnings.
Oh, okay.
I didn't plan it that way, but it's eight.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the production process, coalescing all of the talent, getting them all in one place. I know that has to be an arduous task.
Oh, that's a nice word. it's been very tumultuous. It's been very, it takes a strong level of dedication. And
yeah.
I've been blessed with, especially such young men as the ones who are represented with me today. I mean, the dedication that they have is remarkable,
mm-hmm.
because they believe in the production, and that's so important for you to have cast members who actually believe in what it is that you're doing, because it's going to be apparent when it's time for showtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Chris and Rick, in terms of your family and your parents, I would think that they're proud of some of your accomplishments here.
Yes, my parents is like, they're very proud. My mom was just crying to me the other day, basically saying we make up for like all the wrong turns that she's made in her life and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it actually made me feel like better, because like some people is not just close to their mom, but it actually made me closer to my
wow.
mom.
Praise God. Yeah. We have a testimony here in the
Amen.
Studio
I had
this morning.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And what about you, Rick?
But you know,
Rick, you have a deep voice.
Yes, he does.
You have a, well, you know.
And he doesn't look 18 at
no,
all.
No, no, no.
He's the baby of the cast.
Wow.
The youngest one.
Yeah.
You know, but my parents support me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people out there that who they say they are my so-called friends. and they're really not, because I try to invite them out to my shows, mm-hmm. and I always get this, oh, how much it costs, or I ain't got money. Or,
well, see,
know,
well, let me stop you there. That's indicative of what happens in our community in general, so don't let that persuade you.
Mr. Holland said it, not me.
I know, but that doesn't get me, because, and who's always out there? My mom, my dad, and my little brother.
Yeah.
Always there at every show. Mm-hmm. Even if I done this, I remember I did a show for a whole year, and they know every song, every line, everything, and they were still out there at the show every time.
Does it help you to have dedicated parents? Does it help you terms of perfecting your craft?
Oh, yes. That's, I mean, like I said, God leading my life, and my parents beside my back, beside my back at all times. What else can go wrong? Who else shall I fear? But God leading my life. What more can I do? What more can I say?
Now, talk about how you immerse yourself into your characters. I'm interested in the process and what steps you take to really make that character shine on the stage.
Well, I get a lot of material from my family members sometimes. You know, I watch my family members. I study their characters, study their roles. So if I'm given the role to talk a lot, I study my aunts and my uncles and stuff, because they talk a lot sometimes. I basically watch everybody in general, people I meet, people out there on the streets. I watch them, watch what they do, mm-hmm. and I go from there and I study it. And sometimes I even film it so I can look at it and get the craft right, get the walk down and the language right.
Now, there's always that one individual in each of our families that just drive you up the wall, but that is the character that you most want to reflect. Anyone in your family?
Wow,
Chris grabbed the mic. He grabbed it.
Well, basically, I have a lot of characters and stuff in my family, but basically, like, I can relate to the character. Basically, it's myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I see a lot of myself in the character or whatever. Like, being a peacemaker and mm-hmm. having everybody, like, calm
peacemaker
down.
Peacemaker in the play.
So, mm-hmm. basically, that's it.
Now, Peach, which role are you playing again?
Oh, I am the playwright, director, and producer. I'm not in the play.
Oh, you're not in the play.
Absolutely not.
You're the taskmaster sitting behind the scenes, making sure everybody do what they were required to do.
Yes, I have no interest at all in being on the stage.
This is your will.
Now, you, sweetheart.
Now, you do indicate that the subject matter and language are strictly for mature audiences.
Yes. Can we say that one more time?
The subject matter and language are strictly for mature audiences.
Okay, one more time.
The subject matter and language are strictly for mature audiences.
That means if you are 18 and up.
Please. Stay home.
18 and up.
But here's a question. What was it too difficult to tell the story without the raw emotions and language that accompanies the play?
Oh, okay. Let me make a disclaimer. It's no raw language. It's no vulgarity.
Okay.
We touch on light ones, but it's not, you know, like anything. You'd be like, oh, Lord, they said that. But, you know, I can't water down my message or my story. So just to be in good standing with the saints and even the aints, I want to let them know this is a really real life story, and it's based on things that really happen in the world. And sometimes you can't bring that message across watered down. There's no, you know, vulgarity or anything like that, but we do make it's a real situation.
And I think that's important when we are telling a story. Some of those emotions need to emerge in each of the characters so that the audience really gets to feel and even have some attachment to each of the characters. Talk about how the play unfolds and what the audience will experience while they're watching the play.
You want to take that?
You gonna cry. You gonna laugh for real. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you just gonna say thank you, Jesus, and shout at the end of the scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing that's interesting about, you know, how God gave me, well, it's my story, but how he gave me to put it together. This production has every aspect that a good stage play should have. It's, we have romance, mm-hmm. we have comedy. It's a lot of action, a lot of physical action.
It's a lot of fighting scenes. Y'all be ready.
And then, you know, there's the drama.
Yeah.
So it's you're going to have every emotion going on.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a wonderful thing. I think that's very important. So the Devil Thought He Had Me, yes, which is, of course, debuting June 7th at Central Piedmont's Pease Auditorium. What are the times and how can people get tickets?
Okay, the time is 7 p.m. promptly. We start on time. We start on time.
We start on time.
So no, you step in.
Away.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
No CP time.
No.
So if you get in there at 7:15,
to get there at 7 o'clock.
Right. Please. If you get there at 7:15, you've missed some very intricate, important information. I mean, very from the very beginning, we get into it.
Yeah.
So once again, we start on time.
We have just about a minute. I do want to ask this very important question, and that is, why did you choose this route to tell a story as opposed to film and some other venues?
Okay, because I didn't realize I was a playwright until 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me my first one. Since then, he's in 2 short years, he's blessed me to write 4 hit stage plays.
Mm-hmm.
This is just where I am at this point in my life, and so I figured, why not use this gift to, you know, share to the masses and be have that testimony.
Yeah.
I didn't answer how to get the tickets. You can get the tickets from the box office at Central Piedmont Community College by calling 704-330-6534. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or you can get them at Body and Soul in Winston-Salem, North Carolina at 336-723-7685. Or visit our website at www.mayanproductions.net.
Well, Peaches, Christopher, Rick, thank you so much for joining me this morning to talk about The Devil Thought He Had Me. The devil always thinks he has us. I don't know what's going on with the devil, but we know that God is great. Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Can I say a scripture right quick?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Well, the other day I was reading in the Bible and I came up with this scripture God led me to. It was Isaiah 53:6. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
I actually did a YouTube video with that message. It's called The Devil Thought He Had Me Part 2. I did part 1, but the part 2 came out yesterday, and you can actually see it on youtube.com/CEDRICDMYERS or follow me on Twitter at KINGRICMYERS.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I certainly appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. I'd like to again thank Peaches DuBose for sharing her thoughts and perspective on the sensitive issues that are the basis of her stage play, The Devil Thought He Had Me. Would also like to thank two of her cast members, Christopher Torrey and Rick Myers. Domestic violence, of course, low self-esteem, rape, and a host of other despicable acts perpetrated against women should be firmly denounced. I'm glad these issues can be discussed in a variety of ways, including on stage. I strongly urge you to go out and see The Devil Thought He Had Me June 7th at Central Piedmont Community College's Pease Auditorium. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.